And someone came here on a Sunday, not last Sunday, but a week earlier than that. You'd say he came here.
Week before last?
Okay, or on a Sunday, he came here.
Sunday before last?
Uh-huh. What if he was going to leave, not next Sunday, but a week beyond that? You'd say that was...
Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st to the 15th, you'd say he stayed about...
About 15 days.
Okay. And if you wanted to know the time, you'd ask somebody...
What is the time?
Or...
What is the correct time? Or?
Uh-huh. And you might look at your...
Watch.
And if it was midway between 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock, you'd say that it was...
7:30 or...
Or another way of saying it.
Past 7?
Huh?
Past 7? It's past 7 o'clock?
Uh-huh. It's half...
Half past 7?
And if it was 15 minutes later than that, you'd say it was...
7:45.
Or a quarter...
Till 8.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been doing something for a long time, you'd say, I've been doing that for quite a...
Quite a while.
And you say 1973 was last year, 1974 is...
This year.
And if a child's just had his third birthday, you'd say that he's...
3 years old.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly...
1 year ago.
And find out the weather. You'd look up at the sky and say, I don't like the looks of those black...
Clouds.
And on a day when the sun is shining and there aren't any clouds, you'd say that's a...
Beautiful day.
Okay.
Clear day.
What about when it's real dark and cloudy? You'd say it's a...
Stormy. Or stormy or blusterous.
Okay. What do you call fast-moving clouds?
Oh, I don't know. Storm clouds, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear scuds?
Mm-mm.
And if the clouds were getting thicker and thicker, and you think it's going to rain or something in a little while, you'd say the weather was...
Real bad, I guess. Real good, maybe we should say.
Do you ever say it's changing or gathering or breaking or turning?
Breaking is when after, if it's rain and it's breaking up, it's getting over, something
uh-huh.
like that. You see.
So you say it looks like it's finally going to...
Going to break up or it's fine uh-huh. clear.
And a whole lot of rain that just suddenly comes down, you call that a...
Cloudburst.
Okay. Any other names for that?
Well, they sometimes use gully washer.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that.
What about if there's thunder and lightning in it? You say it's...
It's a storm.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
And if it's raining but not heavy enough to be called a cloudburst, you'd say it was...
A heavy rain.
Uh-huh. Or this morning we just had a little...
Shower, sprinkle.
Uh-huh. What's the difference?
Well, a shower is heavier than a sprinkle. A sprinkle is just to settle the dust, you might say.
Uh-huh. What about if it's just a slow rain that lasts for a long time? Do you ever call that a drizzle?
Drizzle,
uh-huh.
Yes. Uh-huh.
What is a drizzle?
A drizzle is when the water comes out, comes down very slowly and not very heavy.
Uh-huh.
And
what if it's so fine you can hardly see it?
It's a mist.
And if you get up in the morning and can't see across the road, you call that a...
Fog.
And a day like that, you call a...
Foggy day.
Uh-huh. How long... I'm not clear about how long you were outside of Encinel.
Mm-hmm.
You were in Oklahoma for 2 years?
Uh-huh. Oklahoma for 2 years.
4 years.
What?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah.
Were we up there that long?
Yeah. We only got blanked that long.
Did you live up there for four years?
We lived up there 3 years, uh-huh.
3 years, and then we were 10 years when I left here. And
the family now the same, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Way from Ensenau. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wait. You lived in our...
Amarillo.
Amarillo. For how many years?
About 10, 11 years. About an Amarillo, about 8 years.
Uh-huh.
In Fort Worth, 2 years.
Uh-huh. And in Oklahoma, about 3 years?
3 years.
Have you, and then all the rest of the time you were living in Encinal?
Yes.
Well, he went away. Didn't you go to Smiley?
No, honey, that's...
Oh, that was summertime, Dick.
Where is Smiley?
Smiley, it's over here close to Gonzales and Gonzales County, the cradle of Texas history.
His teacher, I mean his sister was a teacher over there.
And,